Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Again, you can support a creator in Fortnite right now if you go to the item shop. Whether you are in Battle Royale or Save the World, put in Mike Daddy, M-M-M-I-K-E-D-A-D-D-Y, and I am one of the creators you can support. I would really appreciate that. I would also appreciate it if you use my Amazon link, which is in the show note and the show description. Again, if you use either the support creator or the Amazon link, whenever you spend your money in the item shop, Fortnite will pay me for whatever you spend. And if you use my Amazon link, Amazon is going to pay me for you shopping on Amazon. Alrighty, right now we're going to get into Save the World patch notes. If you want the Battle Royale patch notes, listen to the episode that came out earlier today, and you will get those Battle Royale. Now we are going to cover Save the World patch notes, so let's get into it. Save the World missions and systems. Power level restrictions. The minimum power ratings on missions are now enforced depending on the privacy setting of your party. If your match is set to public, then the lowest power rating in your party, ignoring any party boost, will determine which missions are available and which are locked. If your match is set to private or friends only, then the group leader's personal power rating is used instead. This prevents low-level players from being brought up into public high-level missions where they cannot contribute fully to the group, while maintaining the ability for friends to privately play together in high-level areas if they choose. All Plankerton missions now have a minimum personal power rating requirement. All Storm Shield defense missions in Plankerton and above now have minimum personal power rating requirements. There is a chart here for the power requirements. I'm not going to go over a single one of them because it'll take a while, but you can find that in the patch notes over on epic.com, and they're also posted in the Discord server, Daily Fortnite. Let's see here. Rebalance the reward points granted by missions relative to the average length and difficulty by the mission type. This results in high-level end-of-missions treasure chests being harder to achieve in certain mission types, especially without bonus objectives. To offset this, we increase the amount of rewards given per point, effectively increasing mission rewards for the majority of mission types. Bug fixes. Portraits of someone special quest now uses a correct zone difficulty. Models that were intended to be invisible will no longer appear in game. Mega alerts now have a chance to include the nature element modifier. Fix an issue where some mission types had their rewards incorrectly limited. This issue resulted in many optional mission objectives increasing the treasure chest level displayed at the end of the mission without increasing the actual rewards granted to the players. Performance, selecting a defender for a defender pad no longer causes a hitch on the first attempt. Bug fixes, they fix crash caused by projectiles while loading into a zone. Fix a crash on Xbox related to particle systems. Heroes, bug fixes, Tail of the Dragon's trail is now visible. Adjusted lefty and righty camera to be consistent with similar weapons. Hammer critical chance support squad bonuses now display correctly in weapon tooltips. Fix an issue that caused players to get stuck when they hit a Smasher or Riot Husky with Bull Rush. Weapons and items, there's a few new weapons in here, or weapons that have been added back into the game, so let's go over those. Rat King Assault Rifle added to the weekly store. Semi-automatic slug rifle that fires powerful rounds, effective as a mid-range rifle with a slow fire rate. Available Wednesday, October 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern until Wednesday, October 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Gravedigger Assault Rifle has returned and been added to the weekly store. A spooky assault rifle that fires medium ammo, gains damage and impact at the cost of accuracy and fire rate. Also available Wednesday the 17th, 8 p.m. Eastern until Wednesday, October 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern. They added dupe prevention for mythic and lead survivors. When a llama rolls a mythic lead survivor, it will select one that is not already present in your inventory of your collection book. If you have all the mythic lead survivors, then it will select one at random. Note that if a llama offers a choice between two mythic leads, it restricts the result of a specific type of lead, potentially resulting in a duplicate if you already have all mythic leads of the selected types. Player jump pads no longer consume space in the armory. Bug fixes. Fix the following weapons to have the correct craft time: Hacksaw, Lynx, Gravedigger, Ground Pounder, Whisperer 45, Silent Spectre, Spectre, Quad Launcher. And the lead sled no longer... The lead sled no longer stops attacking when the attack button is held. Here's some gameplay notes. We've introduced a new type of mission alert, beta storms. Beta storms are an avenue of for testing all kinds of new content. This gives us a chance to see what you think of new content and experimental ideas. Beta storms are limited time mission alert. They'll only stick around for a week or two, and then they're gone. This week, we've introduced a retrieve the data beta storm, along with a quest line with escalating rewards for trying out the beta storm. In this new version of Retrieve the Data, you are under pressure as the storm closes in on the balloon's landing spot. The storm will cause damage to you and force combat into a smaller area when defending the data. The mission is 20 minutes long, and the only way to get the maximum reward is to shoot down the balloon as soon as allowed. This beta storm ends when this version 6.2 update arrives, so try it out while it's available. Bug fixes: player character models no longer remain in-game after leaving a mission while in the down state. Players no longer lose ability to use heavy melee and other abilities after respawning. Fixed sleep attack on the Walloper, not focusing on the Riot Husky. Riot Husky now triggers traps. Ammo and resource collection audio cues no longer play when collecting fragment shards or using certain abilities. Fixed tactical and support hero squad perks being incorrectly applied to defenders. The UI bug fixes: there are no longer missing gamepad buttons, prompts for some controller configurations in the tutorial announcement of the first storm shield defense. Collection book context menu no longer closes prematurely on consoles. Unopened card pack counter now shows the correct amount of pack counts in the UI. Added storm sounds for player in transitioning in out of the storm and taking damage. Added countdown music for fight the storm missions. Updated sounds for the shock tower impacts and shockwave ability trigger. The audio bug fixes: fixed bug with music changing when receiving rewards in main menu. Fixed audio issue with Teddy's VO double triggering. Fixed bug with teleport sounds not playing when leaving mission. Fixed music with high threat music not ending when enemies are destroyed. And that is all of the Save the World patch note, guys. Yeah, there's, you know, this new the new beta storm alert mission system thing, the mission alert beta storms. That sounds like pretty fun. So I might jump in there and try to play some of that at some point, since it's only going to be around for a little bit. But yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Again, I still haven't played too much of Save the World. I keep meaning to play more, but the Battle Royale keeps sucking me in, especially with the new tournaments that they're going to have now. But if you want more details for that, go back and listen to the tournament episode and today's earlier episode with the 6.1 patch notes. Let's talk about what's in the item shop today, because when I did the Battle Royale patch notes, those weren't out yet. So in today's item shop, in the featured section, we have the Red Knight outfit and the Archetype outfit. Big fan of the Red Knight outfit. Let's see here. We also have the Servo Glider and the Caliper Harvesting Tool, as well as the Crimson Axe Harvesting Tool. Over in the daily items, we have the Hachivat outfit again, along with the Shadow Puppet Glider, which I'm a big fan of that glider. We have the Survival Specialist outfit and the Tree Splitter Harvesting Tool, along with the Living Large emote and the My Idol emote. So some pretty good stuff in the item shop today, so go check that out, guys. And remember to use that Mike Daddy when you are in there. This is going to be the end of the episode, so also go join the Discord server and hang out with us over there. Go follow my Twitch. Go subscribe to my YouTube. Those are great ways to, just hang out with the community and hang out with me and support all the other stuff I'm trying to do and build up our community some more. Go over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. If you leave a 5-star rating and a written review, you'll get a shout out here on the show. And that is it for today, guys. So until tomorrow, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.